Hot. Bring the heat.
And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, where each week I share talk-worthy topics that seldom see the light of day. As a leader in the patient safety world, I now extend my advocacy to include what many consider to be fringe topics. Topics that affect our health, our lives, our futures, and our sanity. So enjoy the next few minutes as I entice you to join me to become the voice for informed choice. Well, today my guest is a friend who hosts a radio program on our very own Speak Up Talk Radio network, speakuptalkradio.com, and you hear me mention that each and every week. Well, last week when she sent her show to us to add to the radio lineup, I listened as usual and was so touched that I knew I just had to share her with you. She is Dr. Jen Royster. Jen is an internationally known intuitive spiritual counselor and teacher, an energy healer, visionary, and radio host of The Jen Royster Show, a popular international radio show that's now in its fifth year. Jen is also well known for her innovative style in spiritual crisis counseling and support for empaths. Her work has gained respect with many integrative medical doctors and psychologists who refer patients to her for spiritual counseling. Jen believes healing the spirit can help everyone with some aspect of their lives, whether their personal problems are emotional, physical, or spiritual. She has seen through experience that energy healing is powerful healing, and we are going to talk about that today. So welcome to the show, Jen.
Thank you, Pat. It's great to be here, and hello to all of your listeners.
Well, thank you. Well, I mentioned in your intro that when I listened to your show last week, I knew how very special it was to you because you interviewed your son, JB, an Iraq war veteran who is experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, and he was telling how in the military, they are trained to be angry and violent. Yet when they return home, this thought process and behavior is certainly not socially acceptable in civilian life, but yet they're not untrained or retrained and often simply avoid relationships, avoid going out for fear that something might trigger a negative response. I'd like to talk about that for a bit, especially with you as a mom. What have you seen from your son that speaks to this phenomenon?
I actually saw it in both of my sons. They both served, and so did my daughter-in-law. And there's an anger that they were processing. And both of them were asking me, why are we here? They were being challenged by, I think they had an impression of what they were going over to do. Got there, and eyes wide open was a bit of a shock and awareness for them. Coming back after being in the intensity and the culture and the environment, they came back and they had trouble having tolerance for everyday civilians is what they would call it. Mm-hmm. And they struggled with that. So they would, they felt out of place. They felt out of sync. And it took a few years before my son that I interviewed last week, JB, would trust anybody for help. There's a big trust. They don't trust anything. And I'm speaking in general, so I'm sure there's unique differences in everybody that goes through this. But as a mom, you want so badly to help your children, and you feel helpless and you feel isolated from them because they're withdrawing a bit. And for a while, they'll put on a front that everything's fine. And anybody that's gone through something traumatic, they try to stiffen up that lip and, you know, I'm okay, I got this, I'm good. In a way, there's a slight avoidance of actually processing what happened. And that is crucial because it's like sleeps in there. It internalizes. My son explained it that way. He said it's a lot of internalized energy, emotions, issues that they have to really get out and process. So he was sharing how the meditation helped with that.
Yes, he was. I would imagine that that would be a very scary process because after such traumatic visions and happenings, you probably just want to forget about it and to say, okay, now I'm going to look inside and face this and sort through it. That's not something that most people would be willing to do. So there's got to be a way to tackle that. And so are you suggesting that through meditation, that might be a softer way to begin to take a peek?
It is. I work with clients in a spiritual counseling, and it's not a belief system I'm talking about. Everybody has a spiritual side to them that is what chooses what they believe or don't believe, and that's just part of who we are. It's that side of us that has a voice, too, and I believe that when we work with that side, too, we are working with the whole person. And I had a lot of active duty military coming to me in private sessions because they didn't trust. They wanted to be off the grid, so to speak. So we were working and just helping them find a way to feel safe going inward. When they come back with all that intensity, they're nervous to let that out. They're afraid they won't be able to contain it or control it. What meditation can do is bring you to a place where it's safe to go into that internal landscape and start to process it and organize it and release things or heal things that have been in there just staying there. It's like not taking the trash out. You take your trash out of your house every week, or I guess if you don't, that's just not going to be very pleasant. And this is like that inside. And they need a way to safely explore this. Most people want to just avoid it. Yeah. And believe it or not, you may not even realize you have stuff you're avoiding. Most people are avoiding because they're worried about what everybody else is doing. And that is a way to avoid what you need to work on within yourself.
Wow. And what a way to live a life. I mean, it doesn't have to be someone who's been in the war. I mean, anybody who's experienced any kind of traumatic or stressful experience, and I think we all want to just keep it there. And I love your analogy of taking out the trash. We do that every week, and yet we've got all of this stashed inside of us. We all do. I mean, whether we've been to war or not, we all have something that's stashed inside that we're not letting
out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you're exactly that point. Good point to bring up, Pat, because everybody that has gone through something traumatic can be affected by this, and you don't realize it. I mean, we know abused women or even abused men or abused children. You can be traumatized by your house burning down or a car accident.
Right. So meditation helps to sort out all of those internalized hidden issues. And how does that happen? What's the process or the mechanism, I guess?
There's a lot of different ways you can approach meditation. A lot of times people are overwhelmed by it if they've been very analytical or have very busy minds and they don't know how to sit still and all that. And I want to say right off the bat that meditation has lots of different ways that you can approach it. And in fact, a very good one for people that have never done it before and they don't think they can sit there and just be quiet in their mind, that's the whole thing. You're not trying to do anything. Because we're human beings, not human doings, and active meditation is perfect. If you walk, ride, run, people that run and they love it, they're really doing an active meditation because they're emptying out all that stuff and processing it. I think that that's a perfect way to start because you have something that you're actively doing that keeps the conscious mind occupied, the part that wants to fret and worry and avoid and all that. In fact, very powerful meditation can just be 15 minutes max. It does not have to be any longer than that. To do 5 minutes at the beginning, just sitting and being still, freeing yourself from worrying about anything for 5 minutes is a treasure.
You said something very positive and powerful, that the thoughts don't go away, and we're really not asking them to go away, but just as they come to you, and you just acknowledge it and say, okay, like you said, that was just a thought, and just keep moving on. I think when people meditate too, or they try to, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about work, and I'm thinking about dinner, and then they're fretting about the fact that they're not meditating and that they're thinking of these thoughts.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And when that happens, and I have so many students or clients ask me about that, and they go, I'm having a hard time, and I go, you may have to do a few sessions of letting that mind run amok. And it's energy, and eventually it's like your gas tank of your car. It does run out of gas, and that's when you'll find your quiet space. This is a way to say, okay, I hear you. What do you got to say? Let it throw its temper tantrum or whatever inside your mind. If you feel those emotions coming up with it, they're emotions. They are responses to what you're thinking about. They're feelings and their energy, too, that process and wash through you. It, you know, we can find out what we're attached to. I mean, if it's upsetting you, you're attached to it. People go, no, I'm not. I don't want to be attached to that. And they don't realize that it's affecting you because you're giving it power. It's a way of being empowered and taking your power back so that you're in control of what affects you or what doesn't. If you're meditating, then you're doing it right. If you're just intending to try, then you're doing it right. There's nothing wrong with the way you're trying to do it. Your intention will help you find the way that works best for you. And it's about not being perfect. There is no perfection. It's already perfect because there is a way that everybody can find a way to do this that's going to work for them.
Oh, I love this. I love what you just said. Just the fact that you're doing it means that you're doing it correctly. And that's kind of the takeaway I want to leave people with today, that there is not one correct way to meditate. And I think in today's world, everybody thinks they have to be so connected. Everybody's always fidgeting with their phones and texting and Facebooking and Twitter. It's like, put it down, lock it up someplace, and take some time for yourself. It's very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. But when you lose track of time, you are in a meditation.
Yeah.
You are meditating. There's people that will do that at a stoplight. We do hope they wake up and pay attention on the road. But if you had 30 seconds where you just kind of, oh, there's the light, it goes.
Yeah.
You actually had a quick little form of meditation. Mm-hmm. We don't recommend trying to meditate while you drive, but it happens.
That's good to know. And your son made a comment on the show. He said that one of the best things to do is to take control of your breathing.
And just to add to that, if you slow the breath down, it's a switch. It's like the main switch. If you find that you're in anxiety is really the energy of fear. And if you just take your breath and just start to slow it down, you're taking control. You're going to the main circuit breaker and you're throwing that switch. And it immediately will calm your body down and settle you down. And that is something that you have with you no matter where you go and doesn't cost one dime. You always have everything you need to get control of a situation when you feel it happening. So I wanted to bring that up because that is one of the most powerful things you can start with, is just taking a minute or two with your breath.
And so for folks that are in a hospital or during a medical crisis, even a family member that's sitting with a patient or the patient themselves, these are some examples of how meditation can probably help us through those situations as well. Something as simple as breathing and maybe breathing together, huh?
Absolutely. Because if you are in the hospital, if you have something big going on medically, you know, that's scary time. And then the people that love you, friends and family, they're stressed because they're worried about you.
Yeah.
So both sides of that can benefit. And doing it together is a beautiful way to help each other because your calm energy reflects off of each other. Also, our stress energy does too. And you're calming each other down. And it's a beautiful thing. You can do it by yourself. You can do it in a group. You can tell. One of the easiest energies to recognize is when you walk into a room and you know, somebody's really angry, it's uncomfortable to be around that.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling the energy of anger. And then if you walk into a room where it's very pleasant and peaceful, it's just a lot more comfortable to be there, right?
Right.
So it's a great way to start, and it can really help with the anxieties of being in a hospital, around the hospital setting, the family members that are concerned, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting in the emergency room area, you're really going to feel that intensity.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of emergencies going on, right?
Yes.
And if you just sat and did that by yourself, you will radiate out peace to everybody else that's out there. It magnifies if you were doing a prayer, you know, a lot of people are praying and do whatever it is that they do, you know, while they're concerned about someone. You could do that and actually leave a great imprint of calm energy in a place that could really use it.
That's a great thought. And that brings me back to, there was a time when my mom was in the hospital for 4 months, and there was one morning in particular, they were going to do this really risky surgery and no one expected her to live. And it was like 4:30 in the morning and it was dark. And my two daughters and I showed up And my mom is laying there in the bed, and we stood in a circle around her bed, and we each held hands, and we sang just this little, I don't even remember what we sang, just this little song. And you could feel, I mean, you not only feel energy, but you create energy. And as people were coming into the room to get her ready, you could just sense that they were drawn into that energy circle as well. So I liked when you said, yeah, that you can, that you can create, you know, and put it out there for others as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there are, you know, like the very advanced, you know, I guess you would call it advanced meditation, where they're doing the om, mm-hmm. you know, the om. They're using that sound as a vibration.
Right.
And music is a vibrational tool, and different notes have different frequencies of energy. So you were creating energy with music and sound frequency. And then that's vibrating through, and that's releasing energy.
Yes.
You were doing this beautiful sound frequency when you guys were doing that, holding hands together. So you were uniting that energy. And that must have been a beautiful thing to walk in on.
It was a beautiful thing to experience, because you could actually feel the energy going through like three generations of hands. And it just felt like it was going around in a circle. And we were trying to pump that energy that we had into her just to, you know, to hope that she would survive, which she in fact did. So, yeah, you've got to believe in those kind of things and do what you can, especially during times like that.
We have a lot to us. And I feel that meditation is helping, and that's what my son said. He said that that was helping go into that internalized area where things were hiding, and going into that deeper side of us. Bringing meditation into it really helps you bring all those pieces of you, you know, into balance.
Right. Well, now, you offer private phone sessions and counseling services via the telephone or Skype. Give us that information so that if any of our listeners would like to reach out to you, where can they do that?
I've got everything on my website. That would probably be the easiest way to go.
Okay.
I have online booking. It's jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. My goal is to help people know they have options and choices. And yes, the world is changing right now, but it doesn't have to be scary, or you don't have to feel powerless.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's why I wanted you on the show today. I just thought this was such an important topic, not just for folks that have experienced the war, or there are for military folks, but certainly if you know anyone that's been in the military, I highly suggest that you visit Jen's website and listen to that entire interview with your son, where you do share the soldier's point of view on how meditation helps with PTSD and actually how it can help support families as well.
If you're concerned about someone, start working to help yourself with the stress that you feel. Believe it or not, when you do that, now you're putting out an energy that will help them too. You would be surprised. Instead of trying to tell somebody to go get help or to stop smoking or whatever it is they got going on, do something to help yourself. Believe it or not, that actually is very powerful in helping another person. Just like you were doing when you were holding hands around the around your mom.
Yep.
There is a safe way, and there's always a solution to every problem. And you can't, like Einstein said, you can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. Know that, well, I've got to change my thinking to have a different result. Meditation can help you.
Absolutely, and however you choose to meditate. But if you do need some guidance and some help, I would strongly suggest that you visit Jen's website, Jen Royster, R-O-Y-S-T-E-R, and it's Jen with two N's, JennRoyster.com. She's got the private phone sessions, and I know that she can help you or give you some guidance, so please visit the website. Jen, what a pleasure to have this conversation today. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, and I really hope that this helps encourage someone that listens to your show that there's options out there, and they don't have to feel helpless or hopeless. There is always an answer to every problem. So thank you for having me on the show today.
It is our pleasure. I'd like to take a moment and share two of my friends with you who air their podcasts on the Speak Up Talk Radio Network, speakuptalkradio.com. Both are no strangers to speaking up. First today is Jana Panaritis, who knows quite a lot about advocating for the elderly because caregiving is her specialty. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we talk about aging in a different way. We hear from professionals in the field and people like you, unsung heroes caring for family members, friends, and relatives amid the demands of your own life. Join me each week as we laugh, cry, and share. And know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode every week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWyz.com.
And the next woman who airs on Speak Up Talk Radio is Gina Murphy Darling, who advocates for living clean and green. And as she says, she doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. Take a listen.
Hi there. This is Mrs. Green, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. Mrs. Green's World is an engaged international community and a global movement of ideas and action made up of people who truly care about their own health and the health of this great planet of ours. In Mrs. Green's World, we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Our guests from all over the world will give you plenty of things to think about. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com and become a part of our world.
Well, these are two wonderful people who see the value in getting out there in an attempt to make this world a better place. Speaking up certainly is the first step to creating positive change. And you can find more powerful hosts and podcasts at speakuptalkradio.com. Well, we all know it. The holidays are upon us, and that means scouring the malls, the internet, and our minds for gift ideas. Why do we always rely on the usual socks, shirts, food, always the same thing? Well, this year I have an answer for you. Subscribe to the monthly Tiny Drops Club and receive a sparkly, purpley, bubbly package with three organic essential oil goodies delivered to your home or your office or to a friend each and every month. That's right, fun essential oil sprays and roll-ons that not only have cool names, but also can actually do some good. We have two collections, the Naughty Collection and the Nice Collection. Our Naughty line has humorous yet highly useful remedies such as Nomo B.O., a deodorant that doesn't contain the 7+ harmful ingredients found in commercial deodorants. Or how about Kick Butts to remove lingering cigarette funk? Or then there's our Nice Collection with solutions for just about any health issue, such as Chill for stress, Melt for anxiety, Snooze to help you fall and stay asleep. We even have one called Speak Up. So go ahead, check out the website, tinydropseo.com. The EO stands for essential oils. tinydropseo.com. And send a monthly subscription to everyone on your list, including yourself. It's only $23 per month, and you can cancel at any time. It's a fantastic way to try essential oils, especially if you've never used them before. We believe that life is serious enough. Using your essential oils shouldn't be. So shop naughty or shop nice this holiday season at tinydropseo.com. That is tinydropseo.com, or you can call me 440-725-5462. You can order by phone. Just leave me a message on the radio studio line, 440-725-5462. Tiny Drops, big results at tinydropseo.com. Sadly, though, we are now out of time. But remember, if you'd like more one-on-one patient safety and healthcare and hospital survival tips, invite me to speak to your group, club, business, church, organization, or hospital. I guarantee you'll leave armed with some new tools to keep you safe, healthy, and happy. Call me, and we can talk about it. 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. And meantime, get a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. It's only $19.95 plus a few bucks for shipping. And you can order at the website, speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com, all spelled out. Or you can call me and order by phone. Lots of folks do it that way. 440-725-5462. Talk about how to change how you're treated. Oh, you'll be treated much better when you're armed with honest information. And that is what you'll find in my book. All right, now we're really out of time, but come back next week for more Out of the Ordinary conversations. Same time, same place, but never the same information. I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, the voice for informed choice. Whether looking to sell your home at top market value or searching for your dream home at a competitive price, the McCaskey team can help. As the top producing real estate team in Geauga County and Northeast Ohio, the McCaskey team knows what it takes to guide you through the home buying and selling process. How do I know this? They sold my mom's home in less than a week, so I have firsthand experience. They are a part of RE/MAX Traditions, so give my friends, Dan or Terry, the opportunity to help you too. They're located on Chardon Square at 139 Main Street. Give them a call, 440-773-5542. That is 440-773-5542. Or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com. McCaskeyTeam.com.